two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Hey, I'll tell you what's happening, Sam. Hans is back. Hey, welcome on back. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. My dude is rested, and he is beyond tanned. You do not look like somebody who lives in Utah in early February.
Is that tan or is that burnt?
I'm just looking at the striations right there.
I'm not even flexing. I'm just, that's loose.
There, I know that's.
I'm going to tighten that up a little bit.
You are darker than me. You are dark.
No, I am not.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm red. I look like a lobster. I look like I got caught and fried on a grill in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. You are. I didn't know our kind could tan the way that you're tanned right now.
Well, let's just say it took a full month of tanning bed before the Caribbean so that I could actually tan and not burn. But I'm peeling. I asked Lloyd to save me from myself earlier.
Save me from me.
Save me. Can somebody save me from myself? If you haven't seen Goldmember. Is it Goldmember? Is that the one?
The one that his skin's peeling?
Yes. Like a toiga.
Yes.
Gold.
Pancake in a pipe.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that one. It was Bond was Goldfinger, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this one was Goldmember. Man, I'm so glad to be back. And I'm glad that you're on radio. I thought maybe I'm going to lose you to TV.
Stop it.
You killed it last night.
Stop. Don't do this.
No, you were really good.
Don't do this.
You were awesome. I even woke up Amanda. I'm like, hey, wake up. Scotty's on. She woke up and she's like, oh, what's he doing? I said, oh, he's actually doing our show, but on TV.
Yeah, all of a sudden I've got, wait, no. This is, I don't want, let's wait on this a little bit. Let me push that back a little bit. I want to know about the trip. Like, you had a good time? Like,
man. Everything good? I really did. It was a top 10 trip. It was one for the ages. There were all kinds of great moments. I will tell you, those cruises are loaded with BYU and Utah fans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you were quite the celebrity walking through that
loaded,
boat.
Loaded. Yep, and I did hit the karaoke.
Nice.
I did not win. I took third place out of the entire boat. And every person on the boat competed.
Was there some talent?
No, not everybody.
Some serious talent?
There was some.
I don't know how.
No, there was some. Okay.
Because you break out your Neil Diamond. I know. That's hard to beat.
So I went Neil twice. I was going to go Pearl Jam. Jeremy?
No. That's a downer song, though.
But it's a high tempo downer.
Yeah.
you kind of feel like you're excited, but then you realize what it's talking about. Yeah. And you're like, that's not fun. So I stayed nil. I started out with I Am, I Said, and I did go to the all-timer America.
America. Can't
just
go wrong
just
there.
To bring it. And I dedicated my performance and, you know, did the whole thing to the country. And because this was a competition. It was a karaoke competition. And I got
like how you're trying to sway it with
patriotic.
It's
Scotty's favorite thing, Lee Greenwood.
I know it brings it.
I told Keith the whole thing up.
Yeah,
and you know, went for the gusto. But here's the problem: there were 15 finalists, so they did qualifying rounds.
Wow, this is quite the event.
Yeah, so they did qualifying rounds throughout the cruise, and I was in the very first qualifying round, and I won it. And so I got put into the finals.
Was it like a crowd vote or was it like
crowd
a judges? Okay.
Crowd cheering vote.
So you got to win the crowd over.
Got to win the crowd over.
Gotcha.
So I get to the finals and the host was terrible.
Oh, they always
She
are.
Is the worst. I've just quit the cruise, quit your job, leave because she's terrible.
I don't know how much those cruise host or hostesses make, but like you and I ought to go do that. If they're making good money. Like, I'll host a cruise, like, tomorrow.
You and I hosting a cruise, we could kill it.
Yes.
Because the cruise director was terrible.
Yeah.
But anyways, so she jacks the whole thing up, messes the whole thing up. First of all, couldn't get the equipment working on night one, so there were, like, five or six people that didn't get to sing, and that she just put right to the finals. And I'm like, you can't just...
No.
That's ridiculous. Anyways, so I hit the IM, I said... I make it to the finals. There's 15 of us. And this was the death knell. And I knew it. As soon as I picked it, I knew it. Because I thought, oh, I'm going to go put my song in late and I'll be the last two or three to sing out of the 15. I get up there and they had picked drawn numbers.
Oh.
And there was one number left. And what number do you think that was?
Number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Because the drawing wasn't fair. And I told the cruise director, Anna, I said, I want a redraw.
No, you didn't.
Absolutely, I did. I said, I want to redraw. I said, get every one of those 15 pieces of paper back in here. And I said, you let us show. I thought that we kind of just come up and, you know, throw our song in. We get to, because if you go first, you're done.
You're done, yeah.
Because 90% of the crowd that's coming in.
Especially if there's 15 of you.
Yes, exactly. 90% of the crowd that's coming in, they're coming in late.
Yeah.
And so I hit my performance. Just good old fashioned America, you know, really from the heart. My country, 'tis of thee. And I just hit the notes and threw my hands around and pointed. And
why is there no? Does Scotty get video of this?
Yeah, I've got the whole video.
Okay. Yeah. We need to see this.
And
I'd ask Hans for it, but that's another topic.
We'll get to that.
Man, why you got a peel of scab?
I'm sorry.
I got some salt water in that wound. It's scabbed over. And now you're picking the scab off on me.
Well, we'll pick it a little bit more clean. We'll pick it clean later.
But anyway, so came in with third on the cheers, even singing first.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but...
A little cash prize for first place or maybe a little cruise.
I don't want to be this guy, but I'm going to be this guy.
Be that guy. Let's go.
So if you're 15 or 16 and you're just kind of a, you know, like a teenage sweet girl that gets up there and puts herself out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have a chance.
Didn't have a chance.
No. What'd she sing?
No chance. Something Ronson?
Let it run. That?
No. Ronson, the Julio, get the stretch. We be wildin', styling up in the city. You know that one? Got Chucks on, my sailor on. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. Too hot.
Hot damn. Is that Bruno Mars?
What is this?
It's Linda Ronstadt.
I didn't say Ronstadt.
Is this it?
No. I just sang it.
No, I know. Is that Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars, yes.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And Charles Bronson. Didn't Charles Bronson write it?
Charles Bronson?
What's the
name? Was he marked for death?
Wait a minute, Charles Bronson, the actor?
Wasn't he marked for death?
Yes. Okay, stop it. Lloyd, Google it.
It was actually Charles Manson.
It's not. I know it's not Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not Charles Manson.
Oh, man, I think I know what you're talking about. Hold on.
Don't play Linda Ronstadt again. Please.
I'm surprised you had that in the old library, Lloyd.
How did you have that pulled up so fast? Is that in your gun range? All of a sudden, he's...
Hey, food good?
Manson, right?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh.
He said Charles Manson. No, Marilyn
Not
Manson?
Marilyn Manson?
No. Oh. Nobody did Marilyn Manson. I just told you. She did, what'd you call them?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Oh. All right. Hold on.
And she was, like, if there were 10 stars to give, she was 6.
6.5. And she won it.
And she won it.
Oh. Like, what's the prize?
It was.
Was it this one?
No, who is this?
This is Bruno Mars.
Oh, it's that Funk You Up song.
Yes,
right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, can you beep that on Scotty?
Don't you dare.
Man, Scotty, why would you do that?
I'm trying to help out my guy here.
Oh, man. You just can't compete against a young girl that shows some braveness and gets up there and does okay.
Yeah.
But I still think if I would have gone after her, I think I had a chance.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But maybe not. There was another woman that she did some Bon Jovi.
That's kind of cliche, though. Everybody does Living on a Prayer at karaoke night.
Yeah.
Is that what she did?
Dead or Alive.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit better.
She did Dead or Alive, and it was great. The food, I had a couple of good nights of food, but the food on the island was some of the better food.
Yeah.
But you've been on the Royal Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
They do a good job. Yeah, I think out of all the cruise ships, they're probably one of the top three.
Yeah.
They do pretty good food.
It's more about quantity than quality, but...
Out of all the different Royal Caribbean cruises I've been on, that was probably the worst display of food.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they've come back from the COVID thing yet.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed when we did the Alaskan thing last summer. It was fine, but it wasn't like, ooh.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, their steak has like this silky, it's a weird feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
when you're mass producing like that, you got to cut some corners.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah. And I told you're serving 5,000 people on a boat. So
yeah.
the food wasn't the highlight, but there were some really good moments. Had some prime rib that was really good. Had some brisket that was really good.
So we did have some requests via Twitter, any horseback riding?
So we were going to schedule horseback riding because Amanda wanted to go horseback riding. And I just had these images of me riding Lloyd's pooping dog. And I said, I'm just not doing it.
You nixed the horseback riding.
Dude.
I'm not putting myself out there ever.
You don't have to take pictures.
And would you? Lloyd took that off my Facebook, dude. That's something
no,
else.
No, I didn't. You did.
Lloyd took a
Where
Facebook
else would you have
photo.
Gotten it?
I don't know. I think you shared that on Twitter. I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think I took that
from Facebook.
I think what happened was somebody took it off Facebook and tweeted it.
Oh, maybe that's what happened. Because I was like, I didn't get that on Facebook. I'm not even on Facebook. I mean, I am, but I don't use it. I never on there.
Because then I went totally private on Facebook after that.
Yeah,
you should.
I
privatized everything, so you can't really see much.
Yeah.
But no.
It's not cool to go onto somebody's Facebook and put a picture out there on Twitter. It's not cool.
What are you looking at me for?
What happened to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't okay. Ooh, yeah.
I'm waiting for a nod, and this guy's like...
That was kind of a rough show.
I thought we were talking about the three of us.
That was a rough show moment for a minute.
Yeah, it was.
We about lost our guy, Scotty. Did a side-by-side up through the rainforest,
which was
cool. I let Amanda drive, yes.
Any unfortunate incidences with any wildlife, either in the ocean or outside the ocean?
No, but I do. Well, not totally, but not so.
I'm always worried that like a boar is going to get you. Like, so it scares me for you.
We scheduled to go to Stingray City, because it's this sandbar that's in the middle of the ocean, and they drive you out there on a boat, and they drop you on the sandbar, and there's like 50 of these giant stingrays that just swim around up there. And I was like, I've got to beat this fear. Because I, for those of you that don't know, I was brutally attacked by a stingray
After you tried to pet it.
Yeah. No,
let's not say brutally attacked. Let's not act like this thing searched you out.
You were like the prey, man. It was like predator seeking you out in the woods.
I was brutally attacked and nearly mortally wounded by a stingray. And I don't like living with fear. And there were a couple of terrible parts about being attacked by a stingray. Number one, their poker goes in you. And when it goes into the skin, it leaves these needles. And for like 5 months, my body was pushing needles out of my hand. Yeah. So I had all these things that felt like slivers that were coming out of my hand for about 5 months. And my hand was throbbing. It's a lot of pain. So I had all this fear. I'm like, I'm going to go make amends with the people of the stingray. And so I got out on the sandbar. And I took a little piece of fish, and this thing came up and sucked the fish out of my hand, and I picked it up, and I've got it in my arms.
Wait a minute. You're holding a stingray?
Yeah.
You went and after a stingray again?
Yeah. But.
What do you mean you held them in your arms?
I held the stingray in my arms.
The hell is wrong with you?
Well, I just.
Such a bad idea.
I wanted to face fear, right?
Do you not want to return to this show and never do it again? You want to get crocodile hunted? What's wrong with you?
You have a travel party of what, 4 or 5 other people with you, and nobody else said, "Hey, Hans, remember the last time you tried to play with a stingray? Do you really want to do this again?"
No, and you know Scotty, and Scotty said, "Hey, dude, get in there." And I was like, "All right, man, let's go.
Scotty.
Let's go." Yeah, so I did. I held the stingray. But the guy that was supposed to be like the park ranger, who was in flip-flops and shorts and didn't look like a park ranger.
Yeah.
And I don't think he didn't speak very good English. I don't think he was a park ranger. I'll be honest with you. I think that he was.
Did he try to sell you something on the side?
Yeah,
too?
He was a local that was like out there like, "Hey man, don't poke on the, you know, whatever." I'm like, okay.
So did he think it was a good idea or a bad idea?
He said, and again, I don't know if he's actually been around. He said, "I've seen about 20,000 people out here playing with these stingrays over the years, and nobody's gotten hit by one, stung by one." So I was like, 20,000 people, zero stings? And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay, I hope you're right."
So is this like a ocean petting zoo then? Did they like take the...
No, the stingers are still on them. Okay. The females have two, and the males have one. The females are actually the bigger of the stingray species. And the one that I was holding had about maybe a 4.5-foot wingspan.
Please tell me we have a picture of this.
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Okay.
I'll get it to you.
It'll be Photoshopped with you holding Lloyd's dog. But
well, it's defecating. And Lloyd wonders why I'm mad.
Yeah.
I would show
it's
you.
It's gone. You know what? Move past this. Move past this and go over to my bio and click follow. Do it right now because it'll feel good.
You know how this is going to get done, Lloyd. This is going to get done.
You know what? And I'm going to start. When I send out my promotional tweet, I'm just going to type Hans. I'm not even going to put at Hans anymore.
Well, that might help because you were like, "Oh, it's a Hansless and Scottyless show," and then Scotty then Scotty and I got in trouble.
Yeah, Nate seized on that pretty quick.
Man, why was it when you're gone? Scotty and I don't even mention it. We let it go.
Okay, don't you go there. Don't you dare, because I hear stories. In fact, I had to hear from Nate about how you guys roughed me up so badly when I was in L.A.
Whoa.
Nate said you guys roughed me up.
No.
Yes. Don't go there. Don't you dare.
What did he bring up specific instances? Because I can't remember anything.
I bet you it was an entire show of it, I'm sure. I'd go pull up the show.
I would never.
Never.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, Hans is back. Life is good again. Yes, on Friday, I had to, my travel got bumped up a little bit. And so some guys, you know, big thanks to Jake and Ben who hung out for an extra hour. Oh. JJ and Jake Hatch finished out the show.
That was on Friday?
On Friday.
Yeah. When did you find out?
It was Wednesday night, I found out.
Just a...
They bumped it
cancellations
up.
Cancellations?
Well, it was team charter. Okay. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. When the team goes, you got to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
I know I missed a lot of things. Excited for Super Bowl week. I know we've got trade deadline week, so we've got some big things coming up.
Big 12 released their schedule, even though it's been out for a week. Your first day back, I want to get your thoughts on what you've seen from that.
Yeah, I was bummed to miss that. yeah. that release. So we'll go over the schedule. Lauri Markkanen getting the All-Star nomination. I was excited about that. We'll go over some of that. Tom Brady retiring. I missed that. Yeah. What was it? We had, was it 40 days? Yeah, 40 days in between his last retirement and then coming back. So we'll see if he lasts more than 40 days in retirement. We got the Kyrie Irving trade that went down, but I kind of want to get into this Colorado State thing a little bit.
Yeah, we'll hit on it next. Mark's going to join us from Wasatch Medical, but yeah, we'll touch on that. Look, I've been doing the play-by-play thing for 6 years. I've been going to games, college games for, you know, the good chunk of my life. I've seen some stuff. I haven't seen quite what I've seen, what I saw over the weekend at Colorado State when Utah State went there and got a win. We'll tell you the details on that coming up next. Mark's hanging out with us from Wasatch Medical. And Mark, 801-901-8000, that's the number to call. If you're struggling in the bedroom, now's the time to get it squared away. And you don't need the little blue pill.
Yeah, you don't need the pill. So at Wasatch Medical Clinic, we treat the root cause of ED in most cases. That is a lack of blood flow. And we do that without the pills, without injections. We have a breakthrough technology. It's called acoustic wave therapy. And guys, the great thing about this, not only does it get the blood flowing, but it does so without any pain. There is no pain involved whatsoever.
And let's talk about the fact that it all starts with an assessment that you're willing to offer up for free, as well as other goodies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, guys, understand ED does not repair itself. It does not go away on its own. You need those blood vessels repaired with our acoustic wave therapy here at Wasatch Medical Clinic. If you call right now, we will set you up with the exam, the assessment, and the blood flow ultrasound with our doctor at no cost. In addition to that, you'll receive a special gift, which can produce rapid results for those intimate moments. Guys, call now, though, that is to take advantage of this offer. And keep in mind, ED will not go away on its own. The number, 801-901-8000. Again, 801-901-8000.
That's 801-901-8000 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Welcome to Cam Miller, Senior Director of College Football Network and NFL Draft for the Pro Football Network. Utah tight end Dalton Kincaid's an incredible story. Has he got NFL written all over him?
He has first 31 picks, in my opinion. If I'm an NFL general manager, I want that guy on my team. You talk about superstar ability. This is a kid with that in spades, and especially as we've seen the tight end grow in importance, everybody wants the next George Kittle. I'm not saying Dalton Kincaid is the next George Kittle. I think he's another player that may transform that tight end position. When you can be a receiver and have elite receiving skills as a tight end and be a three-down tight end, I think you want him on your team, and I think he's absolutely capable of being a first-round player.
Catch DJ and PK, mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's time for your starting lineup, brought to you by Lee's Heating and Air, home of the award-winning America's Standard Furnace and Air Conditioners. Call Lee's right now for their $59 furnace tune-up or visit them online at leesheatac.com.
So you were just talking about how you've called games for 6 years. You've been to a lot of games. I've been to a lot of games, seen a lot of things. And I've seen some crazy, really crazy chants. Horrible
yes.
things.
Yes.
And the one that was the most offensive to me was Psycho Sarah. That one was really offensive.
Yeah, that was rough. Lee Kumard's wife.
Yes, that was. I was in the crowd, and you know how I felt about Lee Kumard.
Yes.
I think he's one of the top three greatest BYU players all time. Stop.
We know you think that. We know.
This is my list.
And that's fine.
It goes Danny Ainge, Jimmer Fredette, and Lee, then it goes Lee Kumard.
Lee Kumard. Say it like that.
He was dang good.
Jimmer. They just have players.
And I was in the crowd when that was happening, and I was like, how can you attack that? That is so personal.
You don't go after family members.
No.
So I'm sitting at Colorado State, and it was – Colorado State is not having a good year. I believe they're a very good team, and I think they actually have one of, if not the best player in the Mountain West Conference in Isaiah Stevens. But they're not having a good year. And Utah State, it's a battle, though. And it's going back and forth, and the Aggies are up. You know that point in the end of a game where you're up like 7 or 8 and the other team's fouling to try to get possessions back? Mm-hmm. And so Utah State's got it for the most part in the bag, but they've got to hit free throws down the stretch. So you know their crowd is trying to do whatever they can to force a missed free throw. So there's 40 seconds left, and Max Schulga, who is a phenomenal player, really great young man, got to know him a little bit over the last – and by the way – I will admit, like, I've known Max a little bit. He's a really good young man, really great player, and he's going through hell right now. He's originally from Kyiv, Ukraine. His family still lives there. He's been on the team for several years. He was able to get back home for a little bit during the offseason.
Where did they find him and recruit him? Did they bring him from Ukraine?
Craig Smith and that was the staff that found him and brought him to the United States. And he's, again, really, really good player. Well, he steps up to the free throw line. And, again, I've got my headset on. I'm next to the Utah State bench and probably about 30 feet away, 30, 45 feet away from the student section of Colorado State because I'm near the end of the bench.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I hear kind of some subtle chanting, and I look over and I see that – there's some pretty upset people on the Utah State bench. And so I hear the chanting, and so I just kind of pop off my left side of my headset. And to me, it sounds like I'm hearing Russia, Russia. And I'm like, that cannot be the case. That cannot be what they're saying right now. But I'm looking, and I can see that there are some really visibly upset members of the Utah State staff, support staff, players. Like, there's some people that are pretty fired up about what's being said. So I'm like, I think they're saying Russia.
How many would you?
That's a really good question. I was asked that.
Attached to that.
It was not a coordinated chant by the student section. And I think that's important to know. And the one thing that I do regret, when I tweeted out, I should have said that it was members of the Colorado State student section. I shouldn't have just said student section. Because that may have implied that it was everybody in that student section. And that was not my intent. But it was enough that I could hear it through a headset. And so, again, I don't know what percentage that'd be, 10%, 20%. Colorado State said a small number. But it was enough that I could hear it. So I can't equate how many people said that or how many people it would take to bleed through my headset a little bit and for me to be able to hear it. I don't know if you saw the video.
I did. I watched your whole news report last night.
And so the people that watched the game on TV went back, and you can hear it on the TV broadcast. And so it's there enough that you can, it's enough people that it could bleed through the TV and enough for me to be able to hear it through a headset. So I don't know. I'm not comfortable putting a number on it, but it was a decent amount. I'll say that. So after the game.
Yeah, you could hear it on the clip that was submitted. You could hear it.
Yeah. And so after the game, I'm talking to some members of the team and the support staff as well. And I said, hey, I had not tweeted out the tweet that has gone all over the place yet. But I went and I said, hey, is that, did they say what I thought they said? And they're like, yes. And members of the team heard it. A lot of the support staff heard it. And they were not overly thrilled about it. Jerry Bovee, the interim athletic director at Utah State, was there in attendance.
He heard it.
I'm not sure if he heard it or not, but he was made aware of it very quickly. And so there was some quick conversations with Colorado State, and Colorado State quickly issued a statement acknowledging that it happened. Their coach sent out a tweet, like Colorado State, to their credit, nipped it in the bud really quickly. Like, yes, it happened. It was bad. This can't happen again. And we're on it. The conference got involved, and I think Utah State issued some statements yesterday, and I thought did a really good job saying, yes, look, we're not happy about it, but we understand the Colorado State. We appreciate their efforts. Max Schulga sent out a really great statement that said, in the heat of battle, people say some things that are dumb.
Yeah, they do.
And he goes, I don't hold that against them. I accept their apology, and let's move on, and let's play basketball.
Yeah, except for there are a few exceptions. Like, this is beyond dumb. This is...
Yeah. And again, I'm not condoning what was said.
This, just to his point, I'm blown away by how forgiving he is.
Yeah.
Because we're not talking even about a family member. We're talking about an entire country that is suffering under attack right now.
Yeah.
And that's why this one, I actually really sat and pondered on this one for a long time. Because I've heard some really tough things. You know, the F the Mormons in Oregon really bugged me. Got under my skin. But I've almost resolved to the fact that people are going to do and say things that I can't control, and I can't let it offend me, and I won't let it offend me. And I will shrug it off, and I will write it off as, well, those are crazy fans, crazy student section. Screw it. So be it. Let them say it. Whatever. That's what I've resigned myself to.
Yeah.
With the exception of this. This one got me.
Yeah.
This one got me. If I was anywhere close, I believe I would have confronted some people. I'm surprised that the staff didn't confront people. I'm surprised his teammates didn't confront people. Because we're talking about one of the most brutally horrific wars that and attacks on a country that's happened. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I understand the depths of what's happening. I just go off of what we all largely go off of. But it's horrific what's going on. This is a war. There are thousands and thousands of people that are dying, and his family's in the middle of it.
Yeah, right there in the hot spot.
And a student section decides to chant Russia. I could even shake off the Psycho Sarah and be like, these guys are out of their minds. That's stupid. I can shake these things off, but this one's really, really bad.
Yeah. It's... And I understand there are students out there like, what's the one thing that we can do to get under this guy's skin? Oh, this. Let's say this. In reality, not realizing how idiotic and just horrific it is.
How critical was the moment?
Very critical. It was a... I want to say it was either a 6 or 7 point game with 40 seconds left. And he missed the first free throw. When they did it, he missed it. And he's an 85% free throw shooter.
Yeah.
And then he hit the next three. He got fouled again, or he made the second free throw, got fouled again. I did not hear it. I don't know.
Second time.
I did not hear it the second time. I do not know. And I have not talked to anybody to see if they did it again. I personally did not hear it the second trip to the free throw, and he knocked down both those. So we went 3 for 4 in critical moments. Utah State ends up winning by 9. It was really disheartening to see. Like I would like to think that we as a fan base, and when I say fan base, like collective fans of sports, know for the most part where that line is. And I know that there are one or two individuals that will always cross the line. But when you have a group of people, enough where I can hear it, the teammates can hear it, the sideline can hear it, and that's a significant amount of people to bleed over a TV broadcast.
Was the student section jam-packed? Were there a lot there?
You know, it's interesting. Yes. But the area isn't big. So Colorado State is a really funky arena where the sidelines go way up high. It seats about 10,000. But then the ends are really, they don't hold that many. Maybe like, I don't know, maybe like 800 on each end. Mm-hmm. So the students are right there, but there's not a lot of them because the area is really not a particularly large area. And so
that's weird that it didn't happen the second time.
Yeah. And I think
I wonder if they got the better sense.
And I will say that, you know, you asked about response from players. There was a lot of response from the sideline at Utah State. Now, nothing physically going into the stands or confronting, you know, getting right up in there. But there were players on the court that were saying things. There were players on the sideline. There were support staff that was being so very vocal.
That message got sent.
And I think people realize, like, oh, maybe we did cross the line here. Because it got nipped pretty quick, it seemed like.
It sounds like that message got sent. Yeah, the audio is pretty disturbing. I thought that they did a really nice job with the thing yesterday, except for pronouncing my name wrong.
I told her it was Hans.
You can hear more about this on Hans and Scotty. It's almost, at this point, easier to change my name.
No,
but I think that you can hear it. It is very loud and clear. This is not one of those, you know.
The BYU thing.
Yeah.
Nobody
can substantiate what happened. The film cannot prove it. There was not one single solitary soul that would confirm what was happening. Everybody knows that this was being chanted.
And I don't know. There's still Colorado State fans that are coming at me saying that they were saying Shulga, not Russia, that they were chanting. And I'm like, you guys got to stop. Quit digging your heels in.
What was the one recently by Robert Griffin III where he said, I was trying to say bugaboo.
Oh, yeah.
No, you weren't, man. Just own it.
Just own it. Like,
we know what you said.
And we can all move on from this, but Colorado State said, yes, it happened. Max Shulga was there. Stephen Ashworth sent out a tweet about how upset he was about it. Like, this was an ugly, ugly situation here.
There was one verbal miscommunication I think was real. Do you remember the mascot? The guy was trying to get a hold, was trying to yell at the mascot across the plate.
Yeah. What was that? You probably remember.
I can't remember the mascot.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
It was the baseball game and dude's at the plate and he's yelling at this mascot and the mascot's name
was not good.
No, in fact, they changed it.
Yeah.
They were like, what are we even thinking? But it was unmistakable.
Yes. Unmistakable. I can 100% verify it. And I think Utah State's ready to move on. Max Shulga, I thought, was far more forgiving than he had a right to be. I mean, than he needed to be. If he would have come out with just vitriol and anger, I don't think anybody would have blamed him. But he took a high road and said, you know what? It's a competition. It's the heat of the moment. People say stupid things to try to get under your skin that they don't mean. I understand that. And they've asked for forgiveness. I accept it. Let's all move on. That is a really mature young man right there. For what he's going through right now and being away from his family, he's playing. You imagine the guilt that you would feel when your family says, go get your education, go live your dream and play basketball, and we'll try to make it work here.
No.
And his family is in the middle of a war-torn country right now while he's playing basketball.
No. No, that's too much. No. I remember playing against Wyoming. Wyoming fans got the news that my mom owned a fudge factory and had all kinds of fun with that. And I remember being kind of upset about that. That's one thing. Having your parents in the middle of a war zone that has been heaped upon them by Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have kept my composure. I almost don't even want to try to put myself in his shoes. You would, I could tell you, my first emotion would be complete confusion. Like, this couldn't be happening.
And I think that's what hit a lot of people.
This could not be happening.
Is this really happening? Is this really what's going on right now? That's a big part of it, too. And I do know that there was conversations with, an official from one of the players saying, hey, are you going to step in here? And the official's like, what can I do about this?
The official could have had, we've seen LeBron James get 45 people kicked out of Marina in the last two, three games.
Yeah.
LeBron gets people kicked out all the time. That would have been a really nice way to go about it, is to walk over to the official and say, I'm not playing another dribble until you get this to shut up and you find some of the people that were saying this and get them to hell out.
LeBron James can. I don't think in Utah State, I think there was a player that went over on Max's behalf and said, hey, what are we going to do about this? And the guy's like, it's a crowd. You know, what? They're going to say some stupid things.
Crowds do say stupid things, but it feels like this one's different.
Yes.
And maybe it's because it's fresh right now, but this feels more brutal. It feels more wrong to me.
It was a it was a really ugly vibe after the game. It just felt like icky. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't think of a better word.
Do you think Sugar really has forgiven him?
I do. And again, I don't know him well. I've interviewed him a few times. I travel with the team a good chunk, and so I know him a little bit. And I do think that he's a really exceptional young man.
Has this been picked up nationally, or is this staying local for the most part?
It was the lead story on ESPN's college basketball page yesterday. I don't know if it's still up there or not.
Wow. I asked that because I wonder what height this is going to be.
And it's funny because sometimes stories happen and then it takes like 48 hours for it to go national. Mm-hmm. And even though we live in a world where things can get crazy pretty quick, but I think that people might still sink their teeth into it. It was funny because I sent out the tweet and then got on the plane and then we landed and I was like, as soon as I landed, my phone just blew up, and it was ugly. And again, I've seen some stuff. I've seen a lot of nasty behavior. Seen a lot of nasty things being said. I've never seen anything quite like that. Not good. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Hans, are you ready for another trip up north?
Yes, I am. I saw we're headed to Minky coming up a little bit later this week. It is a big week. Two big things are happening this week. One, the celebration of my love for my wife on Valentine's Day, and two, the celebration of my love for my wife on our anniversary.
It's happening this week?
Back-to-back days. Yep, I kind of planned it that way.
Yeah, smart man. So do you celebrate both days, or do you try to do one big?
It's one big.
All right, my man.
One big celebration of love, Scotty.
Well, one day, you can knock out, if you are like Hans, you have your anniversary, and you have Valentine's Day, remember, you and I will be there Friday, noon to 3, Minky Couture. You can knock out everything you need for Valentine's Day. The best blanket ever is at Minky Couture. Use promo code ZONE50 at checkout in stores and online at MinkyCouture.com. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
He is Coach Tim Lacombe. Ben came up with a theory earlier today, Coach, that the Jazz will win and lose based on Walker Kessler's performance. What do you think about that take?
Totally fair. And it's more than just like him getting rebounds and scoring baskets. Like, there's so much to what he does. You know, the ball screen defense and him getting more proficient with where to be and when to be there. You know, all those things. And then he is an absolute phenom at thwarting shots at the rim when he's great. So I think that's totally fair. I will also add, I think this is a 3-point shooting team, and I think they get great looks. So I'd almost throw that in there too as almost a caveat as well. This team shoots the ball where they're hard to beat, and then you get Walker playing at the level he does around the rim, making things difficult, and then doing a better job of shoring up his ball screen understanding and defense. Yeah, the sky's the limit for him, no doubt.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hey, if you're a business owner, you have better things to do than to job hunt or scramble to find your next great hire. Let Sphereon Staffing and Recruiting do it for you. Visit them online at Sphereon.com. Hans is back.
Man, it's
everything
good to
is
be
right
back.
In the world again.
It's so good to be back. I missed you guys.
I don't think when you were in the middle of the Caribbean, right? Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And you're lying on a beach next to your wife, who you adore.
Yeah.
And your thought was, I wish I was back in Utah doing radio with Scott and Lloyd.
So it wasn't in those moments. It was more like when I was using the restroom. And I had just some quiet alone time.
Yeah.
And it was a little stinky and a little warm in a restroom. And I was like, man,
I miss my guys.
I miss my guys. Stop. Stop.
I don't feel bad for that after what you just said.
There was probably a better time you could have picked that you thought about us.
Well,
when you're at a buffet and you're like, you know, Scott would enjoy this.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a good time.
Yes.
There's one that we all agree upon.
Yes. Or I'm passing a Caribbean bar and like, man, wish Lloyd was here. We could shoulder up. He and I.
Caribbean bar.
All right. Hands and Scotty, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Dan Devine's going to join us coming up next hour. In fact, in about 7 minutes from right now. Mark's hanging out with us from Wasatch Medical. And Mark, if you're having any issues in the bedroom, now's the guy to get it taken care of. It's not going to get better on its own. I think a lot of guys think, you know, I'll do some sit-ups, cut out the carbs, and things will get back to normal. That's not going to be the case.
No, that doesn't do it. And just putting this off only makes things worse for quality of life, potentially for your relationship. So there's a lot of good reason to get your ED taken care of, and no time like the present. At Wasatch Medical Clinic, we have a breakthrough technology called acoustic wave therapy, which treats the root cause of ED in most guys, that is a lack of blood flow.
Starts with a free assessment, free chat with a physician, and you get all of that, again, as I mentioned, for free.
Yeah, and important to note, guys, too, that there's no pain involved with this process. So it's all done with a device that will deliver gentle pressure waves to the blood vessels. It helps to repair, open up the blood vessels, and that's what gives you your quality blood flow where and when you need it the most. Also reintroduces spontaneity back into the relationship. You are right, though. Call right now, Wasatch Medical Clinic. You will qualify for the exam, the assessment, even that blood flow ultrasound at no cost. In addition to that, a gift which can produce rapid results for those intimate moments. You need to call right now, though, guys, to take advantage of this. The number, 801-901-8000. Again, 801-901-8000.
That's 801-901-8000 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.